I guess you'd call him serious.
Well, yeah, and if it's a person that he's really sure of his own ways, and he doesn't want to change his ways.
I don't know whether you would call a feller smart or not, but some people call him smart. Mm-hmm. And because he can't change him. Mm-hmm. He's just too...
If you argue with him, you can't change him.
You can't change him.
And would you ever say, now don't be so... When you're trying to argue with somebody and they won't change your mind, you say, now don't be so...
Silly.
Or how about stubborn?
Stubborn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now that's a good word for it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stubbornness in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it would be. Yeah. Now, talking about a person who just you can't joke with, you can't tease with them
without they get mad at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What would you call a person like that? You say they were really.
Well, I don't know. They are. I don't know how to word that.
Feisty or touchy or.
Yeah, I guess so. But there's people now that.
People like that.
They left to joke you. If they can get a good one on you, they'll have to pull it.
Oh, yeah.
But now
yeah.
they don't want you pulling nothing
but
on
they
them.
They don't want the
I don't
way.
Know what a person like that what should be called.
now, if a person was to be in a burning building with a lot of people in it or something, and somebody might say, now just keep... They didn't want everybody to get all upset. They'd say, now just keep...
Keep quiet.
And if a person was about to lose their temper, you might say, don't lose your temper, just keep
quiet.
And would you ever say, keep calm?
Calm would be okay.
Mm-hmm. You might say, now, if a person had worked all day, they might come in and say, oh, I am just all...
tired out.
And if they were just even tireder than that, just real tired, they'd say they all...
all pooped out.
Yeah. And if, like in the wintertime, if a person was to sit in a draft, and you might warn them, now, you better not sit there like that. You'll catch
a cold.
And if a person then did catch a cold and it affected their voice and they talk like this, mm-hmm. they'd say their
mm-hmm.
voice was
hoarse.
And then if they did this, they'd say they had a little,
touch of the flu.
Uh-huh. And you'd call it, you'd say they had a hacking
cold.
Now, if you were sitting in a chair and you kind of started nodding off like this, you might say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit...
I don't know. I guess sleepy.
Yeah. And then you said, now, tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, I'll...
Yeah.
And now if somebody came to see you and you were still sleeping, they'd have to go and
wake you up.
Yeah. Now, if the doctor gave you some medicine and then he gave you a bottle of it, he saw it again and it looked like it's still nearly full, he might scold you and he'd say, now why haven't you
taken that?
And you'd
according
say,
to direction.
Yeah, and you'd say, now, yesterday I
forgot it.
And if a person couldn't hear anything at all, you'd say that person was stone. They couldn't hear anything.
Stone deaf.